Okay, aloha. This is Out of the Box. I'm your host, Dave Giroux, and I'm in the studio here with Jonathan Jay.
Aloha.
And we've got technical support from Dominic over there. And we've got a great show lined up for you today in the studio. We have Mayor Bernard P. Carvalho.
Junior.
That's right. Call him Junior.
Junior boy.
Okay, so your mic appears to be on. There's another one there I don't have on. So we're going to spend the entire show today with Mayor Carvalho. And we'll be talking with him for a little while in the studio here. And then at some point in the show, we will open up phone lines for the callers. And we'll give some guidelines on that as we get closer to that point there.
Yeah, no monster truck questions.
We're trying to try and keep it brief and get as many calls as we can in here. So so welcome to the studio here, Mr. Mayor.
Aloha.
Okay, so
thank
we got you
having me on the show today.
Okay, yeah. So you were on about a year ago,
it's
I guess.
Been a year.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Driving up, I was telling Beth, yeah. It's been a year, Beth.
A year since you've been on the North Shore?
No. Here in the studio.
In the studio, okay.
No, and there it gets around.
I'm all over the place.
That's right. Well, a lot of people in Lihue, they don't make it up to the North Shore very often. And vice versa, too, you know. The people in Kauai are very parochial, seems like.
Parochial?
You know? Parochial.
Hmm. What's that
mean?
They
stay in their neighborhoods, you know.
Stay. Where they stay.
Where they stay,
I
you
see.
Know.
They stay where they stay.
You don't see too many people from Kekaha up in Hanalei very often, you know.
Hmm. Well, I made my bi-monthly trip from Kalaheo.
Well, you are the exception there, though.
So probably not the
only
one.
You get around, you know.
And I drove, and guess what? I picked up a hitchhiker.
Picked up a hitchhiker.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Guy named Gary who needed to get to work. So I was happy to pay back the universe. Thank you, universe. I said as I picked him up, hey, thank you for hitchhiking. I owe you one.
That's right. You've got some rides lined up for you now.
Yeah. I had a couple of quick announcements I wanted to go through really, really fast before we get into the great show we've got in front of us. One is, in addition to the support that we get from underwriters like you just heard from a moment ago, we are also looking for some support, and it's not just us, but all the public affairs shows. We are looking for a podcaster master. This is someone who will make sure that the recorded digital recordings of our shows will be placed online and available for folks to listen to on their iPods or however they want to get it. Because if we have this done on a consistent basis, then people can subscribe to the show. And they can listen to it at their pleasure. So we're looking for a podcaster master. And if you have any ideas about that, please email ootb@kkcr.org. And you better get used to me saying this because I'm going to say this at the beginning of every show.
Well, you've said it a few times already. And it might be we need somebody to set it up for us. And then once it's implemented, you know, we can, you know, write a policy or write a procedure and somebody else can do it. But we just need somebody with the expertise to get it going.
Well, there's lots of ways to get involved in community radio, and that is one that we are expressly requesting. So whoever you are out there, if you're ready to step up and be a podcaster master, please send us an email. It's ootb@kkcr.org. A couple other events coming up here. Let's see. There's the first semi-annual Lauoho Equinox Bonfire Festival. That's going to be taking place down in Kalaheo. For more information, you can call 332-0460. There's going to be a couple of DJs spinning in the yurt. Should be a good time. And, of course, it is a masquerade. So, again, that's 332-0460 for more information on the Equinox Masquerade Bonfire. And then also, it's kind of fine print here. Let's see. There's going to be a showing of Capitalism, a Love Story. And that is going to be up in Kilauea at 6 p.m. on March 27th.
It's the Michael Moore movie, recent one.
Yeah, that recent one he just made. And let's see. It's going to be it's a potluck, and it's going to be all local Kauai-grown food. So there's room for about 10 people to come. So if you are interested, please call 828-6384. Again, that's 828-6384. All Kauai-grown food. That sounds yummy.
Yes.
So those are our announcements. Our announcements are over. We have made our announcements.
Okay. Very good.
So I am pleased now to welcome Mayor Bernard back to the studio. It's been almost a year, but we're very excited that you're here. And last time you were here, you I don't know if it was a joke or you were threatening, but you said something about, hey, you want me to bring my uke? And I said, well, yeah. And look what you've
Brother
got right
Jonathan,
here.
I'm ready. I'm here at my uke and ready to do a song for the people of Kauai.
And I bust something
before
out.
We do that, I just wanted to say aloha to Don and yourself, Jonathan, for having me here today. With me, I have Beto Kioka, my public information director. And so I'm happy to be here and willing to, ready to share information, some great things happening in our beautiful county of Kauai. And
our Mokupuni.
Mokupuni. And looking forward to fielding some of the questions from my people.
Well, I think that our listeners will not disappoint you. So it's a beautiful ukulele.
Ukulele. Actually, my son Brennan, who went to Kamehameha schools, made this ukulele.
Hmm.
And so carry it around with me. When I have opportunities like this, I take up my ukulele and play a song.
The wood grain is really gorgeous.
Yes.
Is it monkey pod?
Monkey pod, a mixture. He got even the islands of Hawaii on the
Look
back
at
of
that. The nice. You can't see it out there in radio.
Can't see it out there, folks.
But you can hear it.
So I just wanted to dedicate this song to all of our people out there. It's all about being here on a beautiful island of Kauai and, of course, Niihau. Song entitled Kamakani Ka'ili Aloha speaks about the winds that blow from the mountains down to the ocean and kind of sets that wonderful mood, if you will, as we move right into the great things that we're going to be talking about. But kind of wanted to set the pace here. Kamakani Ka'ili Aloha. E aloha iana nova au e kamakani kaulana o kaaina to Kauai and Niihau. Thank you so much for having me be with you there, Jonathan and Don, and looking forward to the wonderful questions and, of course, the sharing of aloha and all the great things that are happening here on our island of Kauai. Was that okay, Jonathan?
Was that okay?
Right. Was that all right, man?
Was that all right?
Okay, it's all about the ukulele.
It's incredible.
All right. You don't mind if we play that in our rotation on the songs and the Hawaiian music.
Whatever you need to do. It's all about.
What are some of the words mean there? Because Kamakani is the place of winds on the south.
Yeah, as I said earlier, just in general, it just speaks about the winds that blow from the beautiful mountains down to the ocean. And really sets a nice mood for everybody. And I thought that would be a good way to start off. And I have a little granddaughter now. That's another exciting piece that happened.
Congratulations.
So I sing to her as well with my ukulele, and that's one of the songs that
Which of your three B's is this grandchild?
My
sire from?
Daughter.
Your daughter.
Brittany. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So anyway, I always enjoy to sing a few songs now and then.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
So who taught you that song?
David. Did I call you Don David?
Yes, I was going to
David,
correct you
Don,
on that.
That's okay.
It's close. That's my middle name.
Well, so Jerome.
Well, you called me Junior, so I can call you Don.
That's right.
David Don. Okay, David. All right.
Well, you know, last time you were here, you talked about your grandfather who lived in the Kalalau Valley.
Yes, yes.
And I say his name is Ko'o'ohanahanapa.
Ka'o'ohanohanopa.
Ka'o'ohanohanopa.
Yeah.
So not too many people actually lived in Kalalau Valley in recent memory. That's kind of a big deal.
Well, yeah, that was my great-grandfather, actually, who lived there. And then he lived right across Wainiha Store, right by the river, right there. I remember as a young boy visiting him. I remember the poi on the table in the big bowl, cold bowl.
Two finger, one finger?
At that time, well, my fingers are, yeah, two finger. But, yes, it always takes me back to that time and my tutu kani. And, yeah, there was some nice times back then.
Well, it's a...
Now I get to be a tutu, or tutu kani as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, intern.
Intern.
That's nice. The wheel of time, she goes around.
Yeah.
I don't know how many mayors or directors Kauai's had who have some Hawaiian cocoa.
I think that, yeah, Mayor Baptiste.
Yeah, some.
Yeah, and Mayor Kusaka as well.
Let's see, then so that's there's three, I guess. Yeah. Now I learn more.
That's the most recent, I would think, but yeah.
Hmm. Well, you also talked about Hawaiian values when you were here last time, but you didn't say which ones. And so I wanted to ask you, starting off in this Hawaiian theme, about Hawaiian values, which values did you learn from your grandparents?
I think most of all, you know, it's always respect others, respect how you speak, respect what you say, and being able to nurture. Lokahi meaning coming together. I'm always into trying to bring people together, whether it be on issues or any type of concerns, trying to get as much information as possible. So I think the respect part is one of the biggest things when we go out into community or we talk to people, or we meet different types of people, that we do it in a respectful way. And hopefully we can come to some kind of compromise if it's a big major issue. If not, then we leave each other and we
at least be respectful.
Shake hands and say aloha and move on. So those pretty much are the two.
What's that's nice because you spoke about hard work from your tutu lady on the Portuguese side.
Yeah, actually, I was raised by my two grandparents. My mom and dad separated, and so my dad was pretty much the provider. He was the guy working every day, two jobs, and my Hawaiian grandmother really instilled that Hawaiian side and that cultural side of me, and trying to instill all the Hawaiian values, like I said. And my Portuguese grandma was the one just working so hard. She was a custodian at Kapa High School. But she raised us, and she did a great job. I miss her dearly. She was the one who always kept us in line and kept us chores. You know, everybody had their pieces to do, and you're part of the family, yeah? Just part of the family ohana unit. So she was really a hard worker.
Well, it's good to keep these things in your heart, in your pu'uvai, yeah. And not have them sit on the shelf and gather dust.
No, I always have her. Yeah. Both of them with me.
So you just kind of turning now to your more mayoral duties and responsibilities. And I want to give you a chance to kind of expand upon where the state of the island is right now, or the state of the county, which includes also Ni'ihau.
Yeah.
Never forget Ni'ihau.
Forget Ni'ihau, yes.
I know you just released your budget proposal, and this is going to be, I guess, probably the first of a series of perhaps increasingly difficult budgets in terms of, like, trying to make ends meet and stuff. But rather than get too far ahead, I wanted to kind of turn the mic over to you and let you just kind of expand upon your major themes for in the budget now and kind of bring people up to speed with what you feel are some of the priorities.
Well, in terms of our budget, like it was submitted on Monday, this past Monday, to the county council. Being mayor for, what is 1 year, December 1st, and it's almost like 15 months.
Yeah, I counted. It was like 475 yeah. days.
And so just that whole being there and sitting there and having the responsibility has been exciting and challenging, and it's been really opened my eyes to as how important leadership is on Kauai here, especially we're talking about Kauai Ni'ihau. and how diverse our community is and how many different types of groups and organizations. I mean, we know it at the forefront, but I'm actually hearing and listening and feeling and seeing, and all the different groups and organizations have their own concerns and thoughts and ideas. So trying to find that balance and bring in the information and see if I can really get something back. And if I can't, I'll make sure that they understand that. Which leads to the most difficult part so far, which was this particular budget. Mm. Knowing how difficult the difficult times we have in our economy, not here only on Kauai, throughout the state, throughout the country. And so that whole exercise, I said I was going to surround myself with some good team members and good people, good hearts, and work hard. And so this whole budget exercise really, we really had to put all of our heads together to make it come to a place where we can really do what we need to do with what the resources we have. What we did was we actually were able to put a budget together, and our goal was to bring it down by 5%. And our total budget submittal as of Monday was $146.2 million, which is 5% lower.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's a lot or a little, because it's more than I have in my pocket right now.
Yeah, but in general terms, you know, and some of the initiatives that we needed to look at involved, you know, reducing expenses, of course, looked at gaining efficiencies, maintaining core services, looking at all the services that we're providing and seeing which ones we need to take a good look at and make some decisions on, focusing on some key initiatives, knowing that, yes, it's a difficult times right now, but we still had to make sure that we were able to provide for the resources for some of the key areas. And, of course, building a foundation for greater stability for the future, because it's not only about this budget. There's
the next year's budget and the budget to follow.
So
next one, yeah.
We needed to keep at the forefront how we were going to manage ourselves and be fiscally responsible.
Yeah, I was talking to Gary Huey, and he said that this budget was tough, but he was really sweating about the next budget.
Yeah. So, and in our discussions, we always had that as part of our discussions, looking at the next budget cycle as well. And some of the cost-saving measures or cost-cutting measures, of course, at the forefront, and I'm sure everybody read the newspaper, is the furlough program. And I did come out and say we're looking at furloughing 2 days a month.
Is that all county employees?
All county employees, yes.
Does that mean you?
That means all of us.
Wow.
Yeah. So what we're doing now, we came out with the furlough, working closely with HGA and UPW unions. And by the way, worked really well. We're trying to work closely with the unions because the unions mean families and all the workforce, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how people put food on their table and stuff.
So we, as mayors throughout the counties, the various counties, were able to hold on for this particular fiscal year, 09. We were able to not lay off anyone, no budget cuts, no nothing, no furloughs. But it is the understanding that the next cycle, which is July 1st, that we would exercise zero up to 24 days. That's part of the agreement. So the two-day furlough. So that's part of our budget submittal. We do have one more submittal on May 8th. So anything can happen between now and May 8th. So we need to continue to look at opportunities that come up between this time.
Are you starting to get some good feedback already from your initial proposal?
Well, yeah. You know, so far it's been pretty well received overall, because I think we've been out and saying we're being prepared for this. We're looking at this. These are other issues we need to talk about. We will be looking at a furlough. We didn't know if it was 2 days or 1 day, but in this particular submittal, it is for 2 days.
So transparency seems to be on your side.
As much as possible with our budget being placed online, and as soon as we made the budget, took the budget over to council on Monday, it was online as well, so people could actually look and see.
And so there's a comment period open now, and people have comments to the budget, they can forward them to you, to your office?
What's going to happen is council is going to come up with a schedule and for a public meeting, so people can come.
They're going to try to organize the discussion.
Yeah, so okay. We're waiting to see what that schedule is. I know our county council is working on that. So
are they going to be working with the same kind of transparency that you are providing?
I'm hoping. We're always working, trying to work together. We've had a good working relationship till now. And not that we always agree, but we do have an open dialogue. And so I'm hoping that we can continue, you know, towards that. I'm looking forward to the schedule where all of the departments will be called in one by one and going through each part of the individual budgets and being posing any questions that the council members may have. Also wanted to say that in addition to the furloughs, we also had to look at certain positions where essential positions like lifeguards and wastewater personnel. So just sharing some of the other areas that we need to look at. What are essential services that have to continue?
Core services.
Core services. So we're also currently going through that planning process, working closely with our personnel department to see which services and if and how we're going to manage that.
Have you hammered things out with the state yet in terms of the transient accommodations tax, the TAT?
What I want to say about that, again, all of us mayors, Mayor Tavares, Mayor Hanneman, and Mayor Kinoy, really stood firm on that. We felt that it's for Kauai, 83-84% of our budget is property tax, and another 11% or so is TAT. So the rest is just, so it's critical that we as a county, county council, a lot of our business community stepped to the plate, and we all stood firm that and went to the legislature to let them know how critical and important the TAT is to our counties.
Because if they swoop it, then
that would be a $12 million.
Yeah, but what they're doing is just kind of bumping a tax hike off to some to you.
Right.
Basically.
And so we would have to make some other tough decisions. But in this particular budget submittal, I said we're going to leave that TAT in. It's in there. And we'll see what happens between now and May 8th. But it's there. And I feel confident that through the efforts of our team members and our county council, and like I said, all of our legislative team and the community, the business community, standing firm. So I'm hoping that...
So is the governor going to play hardball?
The governor has her issues and concerns as well. I'm concerned about who us on Kauai, and if I need to go see her for a reason, I'll go and express myself and say this is what we need and why we need it, and she can choose what she needs to do. And at least I know that I'm making sure that our voices are heard, and it's my responsibility that I bring in as much resources and I go and advocate for whatever is needed here on Kauai. And it's important that we do that, obviously, and make sure that we get that. Short funding, we also just want to share a little bit more about short funding of positions, some of the other initiatives that we needed to look at.
Understand short funding?
Okay, so it would mean that certain positions would be held off for a three-month period, example. So that would be a cost savings there. And then the reason why...
Like a new hire would be deferred?
Say if I had three positions, vacant positions right now.
Oh, I see.
They'll be deferred until October 1st or November 1st.
Is it like dollar funded? Is that what that same thing?
Well, there's a dollar funded process we went through.
Oh, okay.
Which is all the vacant positions that...
Some of this stuff is complicated.
Yeah, so let me explain so it's clear. So the dollar-funded positions are the positions that we felt we could hold off for at least one more year. Very difficult within each department to decide which positions we would have to hold off on, because that would mean doing what, the resources which you have is what you're going to have to work with. So we got 35 positions total that we were able to dollar fund and hold on to that the monies for that particular position, which includes the benefits. So that was pushed off to help us meet our budget. And then we short-funded positions, which meant that we would hold off for 3 months before we hire. Because the process to hire takes a while. Mm-hmm. So I asked each department to tell me which positions you feel we would need, but at the same time, we could hold off for a little while and hold on to that. My point being that we try to do everything possible, whether it be short-fund, dollar-fund means for the entire year, of whatever positions we had.
So this is basically different types of nipping and tucking.
I'm explaining to you folks and the people of Kauai that some of the areas that we needed to really dig deep. Mm-hmm. And we can only dig so deep, so we want to at the same time be very mindful of the critical services that need to be provided anyway, and empowering our employees to kind of hang in there and do more with less. And continuing that message to our employees who, by the way, are trying their best to make things go. Mayor and appointed department heads, no pay raises, savings of almost over $100,000, $200,000-something.
So you got to talk to your boss and think about that raise.
no raises for our mayor and appointed positions. That's a given.
Wow, he's a tough guy, that guy.
debt restructuring. What we did, we looked at some of our CIP projects.
CIP.
Capital improvement projects.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that's the infrastructure, roads, bridges, and seeing which projects we could actually hold off and utilize some of the funding that was set aside to help us meet our, because we're being real and how realistic it would be to complete whatever projects we came up with. We decided we could hold off on those and move the money over to help us meet our. So just another example. We also did some training cutbacks in our travel and training operations. And recently our personnel department hooked up with the department in Honolulu to do training via video. So that whole new trend now of having to take five guys over versus having five guys from Maui, five guys from Honolulu, example, but all doing it through video conferencing now. So training, webinars, looking
at this great new language.
Yeah,
webinars.
And opportunities like that to avoid having to travel, but get the same training opportunities and being able to dialogue with the people that we need to meet with. There was a reduction in our special counsel budget. You know, our legal team has done a really tremendous job. I'm proud of our legal team. I'm watching how we handle a lot of the issues in-house and not having to go out for special counsel. There were a couple of times.
Sometimes when you have like more legal staff on hand, you can actually save money because you don't have to hire out special private guns.
And so that was our attempt to see how we can really provide the legal support to each of the departments to a point where, you know, you would have an assigned attorney to your particular department versus have a more of a moving around you. Mm-hmm. And it proved to be very helpful to the departments because you become more familiar with a lot of the key issues in each of the different departments. And El Castillo and our attorney team did a wonderful job. So that costs savings around $285,000 just by not having to go out to outside counsel. Our summer intern program, I really want to we held off on the hiring of summer interns within the county, but I am advocating to hold on to our cost-sharing program. And I have 15 positions that it's a cost-sharing program where we, the county, will pay half the salary of a college intern. So I'm challenging the businesses now to help me. You help me place these 15 interns into businesses. You pay half, I pay half.
What a great together.
Together.
You can.
We can.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Got it. So just another example. So again, we held off on the intern program within the county, which is financed by the within the county, but focus on the intern program. And I think that's another example of really engaging the business community and in county as well. So in fact, we just did a chamber meeting, and I talked about that, and looks like we're pretty good there with them wanting to help out. And it's all about giving our young people the experience they need and the wanting to come home and be able to.
Sure, because you're developing leadership for tomorrow.
It's providing a menu of options for them. And then getting them into the technology is at the forefront. There's media, there's all kind of education. You know, there's so anyway. We're looking forward to that particular program continuing on. So that's an example of having to hold on to one and let go of another one. Some of the efficiency measures, trying to develop the whole picture, right? Automated.
Yeah, sometimes you can invest money and actually save, expenditures. Like with some of these new, like with the fire station that's coming up.
Coming up. It's the construction. Of course, you can see it coming up. And another nice thing about that is we're trying to get it into a LEED certified building. We also included being very mindful.
Leadership and environmental.
I forget what
something.
It's an acronym. It means it's a green building.
Yeah, let's talk about just being green.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a green building.
Okay, good. But it's got solar panels on it, right?
So so in addition, now being very mindful of renewable energy opportunities, with the construction we added on. Mm-hmm. So it's going through that route now with the
You get some upfront costs there, but you're going to have long-term savings because their energy bill is going to be like zero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's leadership in energy and environmental design.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Really, thank the internet for that.
Okay. So, and we'll continue to look at opportunities as we, build new buildings, if we look at new facilities or retrofitting new facilities.
I think there's a lot of retrofitting opportunities.
Yeah. So and there's resources for that. So mm-hmm. like, for instance, our we're already coming out this April, beginning the retrofit for our Mirror's office building, the PCOI office building. We're going to do photovoltaic there. And then there's looking at two neighborhood centers as well in the community at the recreation centers for photovoltaic. So those are two. And then continuing that effort within our own county, utilizing those resources.
Well, it's, you know, you can lead by example there, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
that's pretty nice.
Yeah. And then some other areas with our CIP, which is the Capital Improvement Project Program, we secured $60 million of bond money recently. We just went to San Francisco to present our story, and based upon our credit and what we have here in the county, we came home and we found out that our ratings were great. We did a good job in our fiscal management in our previous years, which allowed us to get that bond rating we needed. So that $60 million program is all in capital improvement projects, which includes bridges, infrastructure work, a variety of park projects within that particular time frame. And what we criteria used was the project would have to be done within or begin within a 2-year period.
That's not the same as shovel ready.
The ARRA okay. is right. shovel ready. The bond program that we recently got approved for is within this 2-year period.
Because I think everybody gets excited when there's, you know, big capital projects on the island, because it's a good shot in the arm for the economy.
Right.
But some of these shovel-ready projects, like, what was it, the $20 million that they're going to spend on the runway at their airport, kind of scratch your head and you're like, well, what is that for? I mean, couldn't we use that $20 million elsewhere? You know, and the answer is yes and no, because it's a dedicated kind of fund, so mm-hmm. it can only go to that sort of thing. But still, you get to scratch your head because it's like, okay,
it was
shovel.
Ready. It was ready when other projects that may be more important were not ready.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, that was a good idea in 1972 to expand the airport. I editorialize, anyway.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, with that particular program, and then we also secured an additional $60 million for water on the Department of Water. We worked together for a total of $120 million, first ever bond program. And so same with the Department of Water, who will be looking at upgrading of our water lines, looking at our wells, looking at all the different water projects that can be pushed to the forefront with the support funding that we've secured through this bond program. And there is, again, a 2-year period that we're looking at for that.
I was surprised to hear recently that the water department is a huge user of energy.
One of the biggest.
Of the county.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of energy to move that water around.
Right.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are talking about trying to re-envision the water distribution so it's more gravity-fed so mm-hmm. that it doesn't cost so much. And then if there's a power crisis or outage, that we're not all going to be, you know, thirsty.
Right, right, right.
That'd be bad.
So I know our water department, our team is looking at all opportunities right now. But securing the money again would mean upgrades, which is so much needed right now in all areas of the island. Happy to say that we have hybrids that we got in. We have one new hybrid bus coming in very shortly. We have a fleet of 15 new hybrid cars that we have right now. That
seems like you showed up in one.
That's my personal car.
Oh, okay.
So I just want people to know I do have my personal car, a hybrid Tahoe, and it's going to be 1 year old. It's coming April.
What kind of gas mileage?
You know, I was just saying 28.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and for a hybrid,
it's a big car.
Yeah,
it's the first, I'm going to say this, the only car on Kauai, this is what I've been told, that size, the Tahoe.
It's a battle wagon.
It's the first hybrid Tahoe.
Oh, cool.
And I'm proud to have it. And people always ask me, hey, Mayor, you got a hybrid car, man? I said, yes. Want to go on a ride or what, you know? And so, you know, it's just, for me, I think it's setting the example, and it works for me, and I enjoy it. So as far as our fleet, our cars, looking at hybrids, and we already got 15 cars came in, and then we're looking forward to a new bus coming in very shortly. Revenue enhancement projects, you know, there's two areas that we looked at. And
let's say that again real slow.
Revenue
enhancement. Okay.
So, you know, so which is vehicle registration fee.
Uh-huh.
We're the only county that does not charge a fee. And we have to look at, and I'm trying to be as open as possible and give you a wide spectrum of areas that we have to look at. So we are looking at that. Proposed is $12 per year. That would help us to
a dollar a month.
So registration fee.
For vehicle registration?
For vehicle registration.
Because there is a fee for registering. That's not a county fee, or is that a state fee then? I mean, I pay $100 to register my car.
It's the weight tax.
It's the weight tax.
Oh, okay.
For the county. That will come back to the county.
Okay, I see. But the rest goes to the state. Is that what happens then?
Everybody has their piece. But we're the only county that does not charge that fee. And again, it was another way to get revenue back.
That's like 3 cents a day.
Okay. So anyway, let me say this: the last time the fee was adjusted was in 1987, which was 23 years ago. It increased from $1.50 per year to $4, and so the annual revenue stream would be about $200,000. You know, roughly. So it's just another way of having everybody share in these terrible times and see what we can do to really make an impact overall.
And it's going to be based on it's going to be like sliding scale based on how much the vehicle weighs. Is that right?
The second one was the driver's license.
And the second one, I'm sorry, there's driver's license and registration fee. So there's two.
Okay.
Two areas. So the registration fee would be for your car registration, of course.
Well, as a car owner, I would like to specifically request that you bump it up, like maybe 10 times or something.
Okay. Well, we'll take it one step at a time. Yeah. It's all about the people out there, and so what I make it as convenient as possible. Yeah. The point being that we needed to look at these two areas, and a fee will be assessed for car registration and for driver's license renewal. I'm sorry. Okay. Those are the two areas.
Maybe they need to have a tip jar down there at the DMV, and Jonathan, if you want to throw some extra money in for yours, then that's fine.
Well,
you know?
$12 for the privilege of driving your tank across the island, I mean, for a year? Come on.
So, just again, those are the two areas that we looked at, the vehicle registration fee and the driver's license renewal fee.
I mean, the KKCR, donor premiums are higher than that.
More than that.
Yeah.
So. Mr. Mayor, we've been hearing studies and predictions by various people over the last, saying that counties and state revenues are likely to drop 7% a year for the next decade, meaning that by the end of this new decade here, the county of Kauai will be getting in 50% of its current revenues.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to this budget process every year and declining revenues, or do you have have you heard that? I mean, are you aware of those?
Yeah, this is
estimates?
A CBO, is the Congressional Budgetary Office. That's a nonpartisan.
You know, I feel right now when we're planning, we're talking about not only this year but next year and the year after. So we're trying to look at all the different avenues and streams that we can do and take care. It's not only about now. If you know some of the initiatives we're looking at, adjusting off different hours, looking at services we need to cut or not. So there's a variety of things we're doing that will lead up to, in other words, no matter what happens, we're going to have to be as much ready as possible. And we're doing that right now.
Okay.
But here's like a tricky thing, because, just take a program like the bus service, the Kauai Bus. As the economy gets leaner and leaner, as times get tighter, more and more people are going to need to be using the bus because they won't be able to be driving around so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of, as the budget gets smaller, that need for that service is going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
So how...
And what the county is paying 75%. Yeah. I think we had one of the transportation people on here a while back. The county is paying 75% of the cost of the bus.
Yes.
Yeah, the bus.
So the fees.
Yeah, the drop at the door.
Only pay 20%.
And also, you got to remember now, there's other transportation funding opportunities also flowing down to the federal government as they also look at ways to support transportation. Like, we just had a new fleet of buses as well. So that's how we secure those funding. We have to be ready. And I'm happy to say that with our wonderful transportation department and the work that they've done, we've added new bus stops. PMRF is a popular bus stop now at PMRF. Island School, the Hyatt Hotel, Haraguchi Farms right out here. We have a bus stop as well here. So we're trying to look at ways to do more outreach. We're talking about Sunday service, but that's down the road for now. We opened up our first park and ride and the various sites, and that seems to be working well.
Yeah, where is that?
The park and ride facilities are Kekaha Neighborhood Tennis Courts, the Waimea Athletic Field, Hanapepe Multipurpose Building in Hanapepe Town, Kalahil Neighborhood Center. We just developed a nice big open pad over there.
Yeah, the concrete's still curing.
Yeah, and the Kapa'a Newtown Park, right in Kapa'a Town. We did look at one down here in Hanalei. Well, Haraguchi is for the bus stop, but a parking ride. So we need to work with the community association first on that. So
and
it was another.
There's one going in Kilauea too, right? At the golf course or the.
Yeah, that with the new
miniature golf course.
That's part of the plan, overall. So, you know, we've expanded services as well as best we can. Bus is an important part and is one of our essential operations right now, too. So we're looking at how we're going to manage that throughout this time frame.
Well, I actually have a question emailed in from a listener about the bus. And he says, if individuals, community groups, and other stakeholders are willing to help organize, convene and facilitate a Kaleo o Kauai style meeting focused on building community support for increasing ridership, making improvements to the bus system, and expanding services or quality of services. Would the mayor, through the OED and transportation agency, be willing to support and help facilitate this community-based discussion on making improvements to the Kauai bus?
Yes. I mean, we have a wonderful advisory committee made up of members, various members from the community already in place. And if they're very active. And if it means inviting people from the community to come in or we going out, I'm sure our department, transportation department team would be more happy to go out and listen and hear and field information. But I just want to make sure you understand that we do have a great advisory board in place already that is a mixture of people from different sectors of the community.
Well, it just occurs to me that based on the example of what you said earlier about the internship and going reaching out to the business community directly and saying, hey, we're looking for partnership opportunities here. I imagine the county, if the county gets Akamai about a number of different services that they are providing, that there may be more opportunities like that to partner with the community. For example, I know there's architects and designers on this island who would be willing to design individual bus stops. And I know there's people like the Lions Club and the Rotary Club who would be willing to donate their own labor and materials to help build them. So just as long as the, you know, whatever the standards are, the criteria that the structure has to meet, I'm sure that the people on this island have shown again and again they're willing to get up and roll up their sleeves and do stuff, take care of what needs to be taken care of, like with the road to Polahale last year.
Yeah, that's a great example.
You know, the state said, oh, it's going to take, I don't know what they said, like 20 years, and it's going to cost $50 million. Mm-hmm. And everybody down the south side says, forget that. And they just went out there with some dozers and backhoes and gravels and took care of it in about 2 months. So, I mean, that's kind of the can-do.
Our transportation agency has partnered with different clubs and organizations to do that. And we look forward to more opportunities like that. The other one that I'm really happy and working with is Kauai Community College and the students and doing a full transportation opportunity there. And the students have some great ideas. I mean, I meet with a group of young people every other month, and their idea was to see if we can do bus passes for students.
And bus pass, that's a good idea.
We'll tie it into their, school ID. So it's part of that whole. So you get a bus pass with your ID,
and they don't need to have a separate thing.
Yes, yeah, so then it's all together.
Just like county officials,
County officials can get it. All you have to do is show your ID, and you can get on the bus. All of it is just educating people and getting people out of their cars into the bus. And so working closely with KCC and our young people, that's another area that I think would be a great opportunity and to look into. And that's the discussion that we're having right now.
Well, the young people are also. Perhaps a viable alternative energy source themselves. Mm-hmm. You can just hook them up to machines, and we could probably run half the island on young people.
That's true. So, yeah, a lot of opportunities in transportation. And in my trip to Washington, D.C., the mayors throughout the country, what we're trying to do is secure funding that comes directly to the counties via community block grants, similar to our CDBG program.
Who?
CDBG. Community Development Block Grants.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
You're so fast. Wow.
But
the you're good. You weren't this good last year.
The block. Give me time, man. Hang in there. It's all about the song. That's why it kind of set up. The Community Block Grant Program, which offers funding for Kauai's, right to Kauai, and the Energy Efficiency Block Grant is also in place. And there's a Tiger Block Grant. And don't ask me about Tiger. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's transportation something, something, something.
Okay.
But bottom line, it offers opportunities for transportation as well.
And that's federal monies.
Yes, all federal monies, yeah. So if we can advocate for more funding that comes directly to the counties, then that way we know how we can best manage ourselves and what resources we have and how we can really make the monies work.
Are there ways that individual citizens, private citizens, can partner up with the county to help demonstrate need, like to the federal grant makers?
Yeah.
Are there things that people who are listening right now could do to help the county out? Because we're all,
grant applications or something like that.
Yeah, or I don't know. I don't know what it would be. Maybe like call Maisie Hirono or.
Yeah, no, and I gotta say this too. Maisie and all of our congressional team members have also been. They're on it with us too, so they're keeping us informed as well. But what I said was the mayors throughout the country. Because in my D.C. trip, I mean, I met mayors from Rhode Island, Vermont, New Mexico, South Dakota. I had a mayor from. Up in upstate New York, and we all just get to talk about different issues, different climate, of course. Everybody wants to come to Hawaii, especially Kauai. But just the talk story and the dialogue, the issues are the same. It's just how they handle different issues.
These are all communities that are maybe 50 to 100,000.
And I match up, exactly, yeah. John. I match up myself with the communities that are similar population to ours. And so I go down to, whether it be transportation or they have issues with water or they have issues with crime. And then, in fact, I just got a good idea from one of our guys, from our mayor from Texas. What is it?
Yeah, they know about crime in Texas.
No. But how to do a community watch program. He had a great idea getting online and doing more of an online type where if you see somebody out the door, you get online, you type in this number, and it's more of anonymous versus just a phone call thing. So just as an example of small things, big things that we can share as mayors throughout the country that can help each other. And so I was happy to be part of that discussion.
Do you see more opportunities for private citizens in Kauai to, say, volunteer their time to help the county out? Because if the county, can't pick up the trash in the parks or something like that, maybe, the locals, while they're there, throw a bag in the back of their truck, drop it off at the transfer station. I mean, are there opportunities like that where, we can help share
the load? There's always opportunities. I know there's a large groups already in place, that are doing things like that.
Yeah, beach cleanups.
Beach cleanups. And I would encourage our people out there to join in. Instead of redoing it again and again, just add on to what we have. Maybe we can provide a listing of groups and organizations already out there who are doing it, and then maybe we can just kind of add on to what we already have. We just had a wonderful cleanup with our Kalahele Makalai bike path.
Oh, uh-huh.
They did a cleaning of the bike path.
Sure.
And so people came out from all sectors.
Like in Lydgate area?
Yeah, Lydgate, and they were walking down with their bags and stuff, and it was all coordinated. But people, even visitors, believe me, there's a lot of visitors who come to Kauai, and they want to be part of helping too. I mean, they're on vacation now. Right. But they want to be part of, how can I help with this? So making our visitors and our guests part of the, I'm going to say the solution, if you will, would only benefit all of us.
Yeah, I think we have some very loyal visitors that come here every year.
For 20, 30 years.
And only come to Kauai. And they feel like they're part of the community, even though they don't live here full time. But, and they don't necessarily look like the locals, but they feel connected and they want to help out.
There's a lot of them just want to come and help out and just give an extra hand.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes I see like two guys on like a work crew on the side of the road standing around looking at a hole in the ground. And I think, I could go there and stand around and look at the hole in the ground too.
Okay.
So I'd like volunteer.
You want to volunteer?
For that.
You should join in.
Volunteer for that.
And you can encourage them to, move forward.
I could be like one supervisor.
All right, Jonathan.
I'm just joking.
I hear you.
Okay.
So, again, the whole budget process is difficult. I shared with you some of the areas we worked on. Tomorrow is my State of the County. Well, I'll be delivering my full message. It's at 11 o'clock, right fronting in our rotunda area below my office. And so we have a nice area. If anybody wants to come, it's 11 o'clock. If not, it's going to be
poo-poos?
Stream live. Poo-poos of bottled water.
Uh-huh.
We have our recycled bins right next.
Okay, good.
So that's all good.
And first come, first serve.
Yeah. And then we have our dignitaries coming, and I'll be sharing my entire state of the county tomorrow at 11. It'll be streamed live and on radio stations as well.
So now
bottled water is not a good idea, though.
Not a good idea.
No. Okay. So we have great water here. You know, just
steps.
We shouldn't be
shipping in bottled water.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Come on, man.
Those cost money.
Okay.
You know,
sound like my mother now, don't I? David Donald.
He's actually right. But you know, at least we're not throwing the bottle
about the
away.
Bottled water. You're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least we're not throwing. We have a bin now.
Oh,
nice big bin.
That's right. Five cents for those bottles. So. Now.
Yeah, it's actually it's a good deal.
So, anyway.
I was going to say, so the state of the island, the state of the county. We're looking forward. Looking at budgets. You know, 1, 2, 3 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it kind of sounds like you're maybe thinking about running for re-election to be mayor again in November. Because as I'm understanding it, your term kind of expires at the
end of the year. You know, Jonathan, so many good things have been happening. I would like the opportunity and a chance to continue. There's a lot of projects and initiatives that we started, and I just would like to have the chance to continue to work closely with our team members and reach out and touch people, because I think we have a good cross-section of areas, whether it be sustainability, our economy, our customer service, you know, our planning part. I mean, it's touching little pieces here and there, and at the same time making those tough decisions, because you know you got to make decisions. And I surround myself, listen, and go. And so yes, I would like the opportunity to continue, and I believe that we have some great opportunities down the road and initiatives that are already happening. And I can tell you, go to the website, look at our I'm going to brag
it's
a little
Kauai,
bit
Kauai.gov.
Kauai.gov, our report card. I said we're going to do it. We did 4 report cards throughout the communities. It's online. It's been tracked. You can check it out. If you have any questions, you can call me. So you can see that, at least that's, and that's going to continue. And there's other projects. But at the same time, I got to be real. What projects can we do? What projects can't we do? Well, what projects and timelines?
If you're going to promise pie in the sky.
No, that's why I'm narrowing it down to if we can do the top 3 and get it done. The next 3, we need to look at it because we need more funding here and there. The next 3 might not even start, but I might have opportunities from other resources outside that could come in and help me with those that never started. We're doing a whole internal overhaul of all of our projects. So our CAP project, I can say within 2-year period, our projects that are under general fund, which includes all the different infrastructure projects, park projects. And I'm asking our guys, you tell me, when are these projects going to be finished? And in what time? Develop your timelines, the criteria, the goals and objectives of every single project so we can track projects as we move. And tell me, if of the 5 we can finish 2, then I can tell you, Mr. David, that 2 of these projects will be completed by June 30, 2011. The rest will be finished by these times, and this is why. And the timelines and the monies and the funding sources will come if you have a plan in place for each of the projects that are on this listing. We have $100 million worth of projects on the CIP side and on our general fund CIP and our bond CIP, as I explained earlier. So with all these projects there, we got to be real. And so that's why I'm looking at what is real, what can be done now, and if you can't do it, how can somebody help me to do it?
Well, it seems like you are kind of taking a shine to being mayor. It seems like you kind of enjoy the challenge.
I said it's been challenging, ups and downs, people just coming from left and right. But I'm trying to say, okay, hold off. Let me hear what you're trying to say. And then connect them to the right. And it's not all. You know, there's challenge. There's difficulty here. But you can try your best. And the most difficult part for me, I'm going to tell you right now, is trying to make everybody happy. I cannot make everybody happy. But I can try my best to listen and try to go through what is being said and then direct to the right people to help. And if I can't, I'd rather say, I'm sorry, can I help you right now? I can help you with this part of what you're saying, but I can't help you with the whole thing. I'll make a decision based upon some information that's been given to me, and then we'll go. And if we never make mistakes, Jonathan, we make adjustments. You got that?
Actually, I'm puzzling my way through that. I make mistakes all the time.
But you make adjustments and you come back, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not, I say, this is how I look at it, it's not if you're going to make mistakes or not. It's when you do make a mistake, how fast do you recover from that and make a correction?
Just like an adjustment, right?
Okay, or make an adjustment because...
That's what he said.
Jonathan, listen.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, let me ask you a quick question here, and then we're going to go to the phones here very shortly.
Okay.
At the top of the hour, I think we're going to go get some calls from the listeners. But what would you say is your greatest accomplishment so far in the year you've been mayor? What is the one thing that you've accomplished that you're most proud of?
You know, the biggest accomplishment, because everything happened so quickly for us. I mean, in 3 weeks, we made a decision to run. In 3 months, we're mayor. So... I think the biggest thing for me was really surrounding myself with good people who could help me to move forward, coming up with some 5 initiatives or 5 areas, which is supporting economy, customer service, the 5 areas, and then coming through and being able to articulate what are the projects we're going to do and hold myself accountable. And to date, I believe with the projects we say we're going to do, we've done, and we continue to do. And I asked the people of Kauai Nihau to help me to get more time so we can finish the things that we've done. And that's the true upfront statement here.
What's been some of the biggest surprises, things that you never would have expected would be part of the job? You're like, whoa, kind of like smack you in the face almost.
Well, of course, you know, now with this whole crisis from the beginning, I came in.
Pacific Tile, offering creative ideas on top.
Sorry about that. A little ahead of things there.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
We're just coming into... this entire, the economy itself. I mean, I came into this whole thing in kind of like in the middle, but took it on, and we continue to look at ways to better ourselves and find the resources we need to make things work. And again, the biggest challenge for me was all the different groups and organizations, how everybody has so, I have environmental groups, educational groups, business groups, people, traffic groups, yeah, water issues and environmental issues. But you know what? All of that is major concerns, and it's filtering through those and placing them into areas that make sense. And we tackle it more in a collective way instead of just me saying yay or nay. And it takes a longer time, but the end result will be in the best interest of everybody. So that's how I'm tackling all these different issues at once.